The seed for the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund was planted with a small, seemingly random act. According to Michael Golden, who oversees the fund today, publisher Arthur Ox was on the street one December evening in 1911, hoping to walk off a heavy holiday meal. A stranger approached and politely asked for a handout. Ox gave him a dollar and a job prospect.
And then as he walked away, he was thinking about this, and he thought, well, at the end of the year, which is a traditional time for gift-giving and for a lot of good spirit, that perhaps the newspaper could do something on a grander scale. And that gave rise to the first Neediest Cases drive.
A century later, the Neediest Cases Fund is still helping people like Charles Smith. He is a client at Brooklyn Community Services, one of seven social service agencies the fund works with. In 2008, Smith had a good job and was able to support his aging mother and his young son. But within a year, Smith was diagnosed with cancer and was forced to quit his job to undergo treatment. Without health insurance and nearly penniless, Smith and his son moved in with his mom, who soon developed a terminal illness.
And one thing led to another thing. When I began to get well, my mother had passed away in 2009. Well, it was kind of hard to adjust. Well, she was the anchor. So I had to try to get over that. The nightmares, you know, getting up in the middle of the night, taking cold showers, you know, just to try to get myself together.
Smith soon found out about Brooklyn Community Services, a grassroots agency which gave him therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder and offered family counseling to him and his son, all subsidized by the Neediest Cases Fund. The agency also received Neediest Cases funds to help pay for counseling and incidental living expenses for 35-year-old Garvin Harvey, who had suffered from mental illness most of his life.
I was breaking down full of depression, stress, and anger. Yeah, I have my ups and downs in life, man.
Yet Henry has always excelled in making art. The fund subsidized an art therapy class for Henry and other challenged adults. It was a structured way for them to explore their feelings while playing to their strengths.
I did my work also, and they all did their work, and I'm happy for myself and everybody else. Yeah, because this is like the biggest stepping stone for us to use to our advantage. And the help that we get was very great. You know, it means a lot to me, a lot to them.
The Cordes family has also been hit with more than their share of troubles. When the family patriarch died suddenly in 2006, his wife suffered a nervous breakdown and is still unable to work. That left her teenage daughters, Judy and Christina, to fend for themselves and care for their younger brother, David. Soon the family was living in a shelter. With Neediest Cases funds, they received family counseling. The fund also gave David the money he needed for his 8th grade prom, which Judy says was a huge morale booster.
I'm just glad that he was able to experience the prom, because I would have felt horrible if he was unable to go. I would have felt like that's something else we were unable to give him as his older sisters.
The prom money was the start of a positive trend. Catholic Charities of America, another Times Neediest Cases Fund agency, helped the family sort out its immigration problems. It now seems that American citizenship is on the way, and with it, the right to work and leave the shelter. The future once looked bright for Carolina Martinez. She had two young sons, a husband, good health, and a dream of going to college and nursing school. But within 1 year, her father died, her husband left her, her schoolwork began to suffer, and she developed a near-fatal heart condition. Then her longtime apartment building was bought by developers, and she was evicted, with no money for moving expenses.
Then I said, what now? So I said, Lord Jesus Christ, it's all up in your hands. I have no other way. I have no one else to ask.
Within days, the Shorefront YMHA, a network agency of the United Jewish Appeal, told Martinez that the Neediest Cases Fund would cover her moving expenses. Today, back at college and on her way to nursing school, she intends to give back the help she has received by helping others.
Absolutely, absolutely. This has shown me that at the end of the tunnel, there is light.
The New York Times spotlights the tangible results of helping others, encouraging continued kindness. The dollar amount of donations to the Neediest Cases Fund has decreased recently, but the number of people contributing to it continues to rise. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.